there are times of transition, milestone events, periods of time, just when we're making the move from one part of our life to the next. For instance, when we go to school, maybe your first day in kindergarten, or maybe it was later, going to junior high or high school. That could be your first year of college. It could be transitions of that such, of that nature, rather. Many of the milestones for me when I was a young man, a boy, was some of those school events, certainly art school, especially later at Vassar College, were probably the two biggest primary times of change or turning points in my life was when I was baptized and then I married my wife. For most people, those definitive years are what we call teenage years. Very, very much a time of transition during that time. Lives, we're trying to plan our careers, we're thinking down the road because most of us, as we get out of our parents' home, then we have to make our own decisions. But that term still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. 16 years old, he realized that what his father did, what his grandfather did, was not up to him. He began to yield to God's instruction. Notice that it says following in the 12th year. So then now we're at age 20. 20 years of age, it says, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem, the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, the golden images, to remove all the false gods out of the land 20 years ago. To take that stamp, I'm sure it was not a popular stamp by any stretch of imagination. Probably close to 45 years since the nation had truly worshipped God the way it should. That's a lot of precedence in terms of maybe it's a lot of habit to go away. There are probably a lot of people with best interests in maintaining those gods that now are suddenly out of control. This is one really good example of someone young in God's church who is willing to step into the breach. We have other examples. Write in your notes 1 Samuel 2, verse 18. 1 Samuel 2, verse 18 talks about Samuel ministering before God. If you go back and read the account, he was a very young boy. His mother had asked God to bless her with a child. She was not able to conceive. She promised that if he did that, she would give him in service to the temple. And she fell through her promise. And Samuel became one of those faithful men that stand out in Israel's history. Samuel remained true even when Eli was compromising God's truth. But remember the story of